This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933, and to listen 24/7 to USA Prepares, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Hey, have I ever not been blissed?
Dr. Sheely, it's great to hear your voice. You know, I got on the computer this morning in the kitchen, and I just was looking at the news, and there it is. Richard Simmons, you know, we've been wondering what happened to that, that fitness guru, if you want to call him that. Well, it says that the National Enquirer says that he, here's the headline, breaking news, sex change bombshell, Richard Simmons is secretly living as a woman. Now, he prefers the name Fiona, F-I-O-N-A, and it says that Richard Simmons, 67, looks like he had some hormone treatments and breast augmentation, and he's living and dressing as a female. Now, I don't think this is a joke.
I think Alzheimer's is taking over a number of people.
Dr. Sue, we knew he was kind of a light loafered guy. We knew that, you know, for a long, long time. And, we have Bruce Jenner. He wants to be a woman. Well, maybe he's changed his mind now, but maybe he's having second or third or fourth or fifth thoughts. But here's another guy that is making the news, and he just wants to be kind of left alone, but he has feminine desires, meaning he wants to be more feminine. And Dr. Sheely, I remember things called soap parties. And what would happen is if a guy was in the military, I'm talking like in the Vietnam era, and he exhibited tendencies that were feminine, they'd take a bar of soap and they'd put it in a pillowcase. In the middle of the night, that guy would be beaten, you know, within an inch of his life for those kinds of tendencies. But now it seems like it's mainstream news.
Well, I think it's almost like it's normal. At its best, which is horrible. This is truly left-wing bull, and I'm being kind. You know, the incidence of people who feel that they're supposed to be transgender is like, you know, 0.3%. And the vast majority of them are men. And the incidence of suicide after they have had a sexual transformation is markedly increased. To me, it is primarily a serious mental disease. And I know I have a psychology son who thinks I am just not sensitive enough. And I can't tell you what I tell him. I can't be sensitive to the nonsense of a man wanting to go into a woman's bathroom. I consider that unbelievably bad. It's bad policy. Mm-hmm. It's bad politics. And it carries great risk, in my opinion, to a huge percentage of women. And I see no harm in a man who somehow mistakenly thinks he's a woman. Why can't he go to a regular man's room as long as he's got the man equipment? Well,
we had a guy show up at the meetup. I don't know if you were there, Dr. Shuley, but we had a guy show up at the meetup one night, and he introduced himself to me, and he said, well, you probably remember me when I was, and then he used his male name. I can't remember his name, but I remember him was when he was more male than female. Now he's more female than male, and he's kind of dressed up in drag, if you will. But I'm seeing more and more of these overt expressions of desires to be, you know, different sex, mostly men wanting to be women. But we're seeing it more in the open than ever before. And I was wondering, is Dr. Sergey Sorin with us today?
No, he won't be back until July.
Okay. The reason I asked that question, Dr. Shuley, was I was wondering if have you had discussions with him about, you know, other countries that maybe he's been in or you've been in, talking with some of your medical professional peers? Are men less men in the United States than in other countries? For example, in the Soviet Union, do they have, you know, the percentage of feminized men that we have in this country, or in Poland, or, you know, Yugoslavia, or are men becoming more feminized all over the world?
Well, they are becoming more feminized all over the world because of the petroestrogens. Many, many, many of the petrochemicals are estrogenic, and that does influence all of us. The men have to be careful about developing, boobs. We talked about this once before, man boobs, and other evidences of low testosterone. And largely, it is, I think, the result of Monsatan and its colleagues.
Mm-hmm. I just checked, Dr. Shuley. I just lifted up my shirt, literally. And
be sure.
I have a big... I really did. And maybe this is a good thing that we're not on video. But I just lifted up my shirt and I checked, and the distance between my outer skin and my ribs is probably at the most half to three quarters of an inch. So I don't have them. I don't have man boobs. And, you know, most of the guys I hang out with don't have them either. I mean, I haven't checked them all, but I don't think they do. And I'm wondering, when you talked about petrochemicals, are we talking about things like if you pick up the gasoline dispensing nozzle or the diesel fuel dispensing nozzle to, you know, to fill up your tank?
Well,
the residue
about,
that's there from the...
Sure about that part. I'm talking about dish detergent, bisphenol,
right,
plastic, things like that.
Mm-hmm. 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 And that's in most cans of fruit and vegetables that we buy, and it's in those plastic bags that like beef jerky comes in, and if we eat candy, it's almost always in plastic, not always, but almost always. And I was just wondering about diesel fuel, because those nozzles are always a little bit wet with diesel fuel.
Oh yeah,
down
we're definitely getting it on our hands. And I'll have to look that up. But by the way, 17 European countries require transgender people to have a surgical transformation with sterilization before legal gender change is made. In other words, if you're going to call yourself a transgender, you've got to become transgender.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true in Denmark and the Netherlands and Portugal and Ireland. Et cetera, which is interesting. I think, personally, it ought to be required in this country. If you're going to call yourself transgender, you got to be transgender. I still think it's crazy, but that's their problem, not mine. And I know I'm not sensitive enough.
And I was just trying to think of some of the other things that we come in contact and handle that is of concern. And you know, I'm thinking about this towel. And for years I've been using the same white towel. And we don't use much chlorine bleach here in our house. Very, very, very seldom do we use chlorine bleach in the laundry. And so this soap that I had been using for years came out of Canada, and it was yellow in color. And we have soft water, and so I'm in the shower, and I rinse and rinse and rinse and rinse and rinse, and I want to get all that soap off me. And then I dry with the towel, and, you know, over a period of, you know, a year, using my very favorite towel, white cotton towel, I noticed that it had picked up some of the yellow dye from the yellow soap in the parts where you dry with the towel. Like in the corners, it didn't have this yellow dye. Now, I'm really careful about rinsing when I brush my teeth. I'm really careful about washing off completely, you know, rinsing off. I don't use those body lotions and those kinds of things. And when I use shampoo, I use very little. And typically, it's one of those clear type shampoos that doesn't have a lot of chemicals in it. Bottom line is the towel picked up some of this yellow dye, which did not get washed out in the washing machine over the years. And I'm wondering, Dr. Shealy, that is absolutely conclusive evidence to me that we do not get all of the soap off us, no matter how much we rinse. And I've transferred that, whatever the towel picked up, onto the towel, and it was dyed this yellow color. And so here's the point. If that's the case, and it is, how much of these other chemicals stay on our skin that we don't even think about getting off, like when we pump fuel from the gas station, when we check our oil under the hood, when we go to check the oil under the hood, we raise the hood with our right hand, and then we lean with our left hand on some part of the engine compartment under the hood while we pull the dipstick out with our right hand if we're right-handed, and how much of that residue stays on our left hand that is from under the hood anyway, you know, that gets absorbed by the skin. What I'm saying is I think there's lots of absorption potential for these bad things to enter our bodies through our skin. And medically, can you address that? Can you address how well does the skin absorb these chemicals when we come back?
Very well.
Okay. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, medical doctor. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you
you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norman Shuley's with us, normshuley.com. And if you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com, Dr. Norman Shuley. Dr. Shuley, so I was thinking about, you know, checking the oil, and sometimes I get it on my hands, and typically I wash my hands right away, but, you know, it's not always possible. So we lean over, check the oil with our right hand, but our left hand is supporting us as we lean over the, you know, the engine compartment, check the oil, so we get all this road dust, the exhaust from the diesel trucks and the diesel cars in front of us, the gasoline-powered vehicles, their exhaust hits our radiator, gets under the hood, gets attached to the, you know, the surfaces there, and we put our hand on it, and we don't think anything about it. And so is there a concern about having those heavy metals enter our body?
Yeah, you know, it's the same everywhere. We have poisoned the world so much in the last 100 years that it's amazing we're still alive, in my opinion. And yet we do build tolerances. And that's all I can say. But it turns out that gas, I just looked it up, refined petroleum, is estrogenic.
Mm-hmm.
So the gas itself is also estrogenic. I sent you another list of all the poisons that are estrogenic, and there are many of them.
So, Dr. Shuley, you know, we're sitting in New York City traffic. I mean, you and I don't
breathing pure estrogen and a few other toxins.
Yeah, and So, you know, that comes to mind, sitting in traffic and you know, just being annoyed with the delays. But however, that's probably the least of our problems compared to the breathing of these toxic pollutants that are in the air, coming right out of the exhaust pipe of the vehicles in front of us and the vehicles that have been there for, you know, have passed through there. So it sounds to me like being a toll booth operator is a high-risk job.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then that brings me to the next. And I'm going to try to do this delicately because this is family radio. Okay, so, ladies, let's think about this. So your guy has a job, and I don't know, let's say he's in the lawn care business, and he's putting gasoline in those lawnmowers, or let's say he's a mechanic and he's working on automobiles, or he works on transmissions, or he's the greeter, or she's the greeter at some place where he or she shakes a lot of hands. Let's say you're having relations, you know, intimate relations with your man, and there's all kinds of stuff on his hands. Dr. Shuley, is that something that women need to be concerned about?
Yeah. I mean, basically, there are two ways of looking at this, Vince. We know that there have been experiments done both on pigs and a little bit on children who were raised in a sterile environment. They actually have a very weak immune system, and so they're very prone to catching, you know, infectious diseases. We know that exposure to some dirt is important. The children who are exposed to a pet in the house, cat or dog or whatever, have far less allergies, hay fever, et cetera, asthma, than, you know, the children who are not exposed to those. So we need a certain amount of stimulation of our immune system to protect us. The question is where to draw the line. If we look at the incidence of autoimmune diseases in the world today, it is increasing formidably. Auto is where the instead of attacking something from the outside, it's attacking the tissue in your own body. And it could be any part, from the brain to the skin and everything in between. We know that Roundup is one of the great, great contributors to autoimmune diseases. We don't really have unequivocal evidence that the estrogenic things contribute to autoimmune diseases, but I suspect they do. So it's a question of how much and how early in life you're exposed to these outside things as to whether or not you benefit from them or are harmed by them. But there's no question that the total contamination is now harmful.
Dr. Shuley, when we come back, I'd like to ask you a question about disease treatment and contamination in the food supply. Meaning, say you're getting a cancer treatment and you work in the food industry.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way at Lewis Beck, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and Kyle. Kyle in Montana, welcome. You're on the air with Norm Shealy.
Morning, Ben.
Good morning.
I was going to ask Dr. Shealy about a couple of different things. Dr. Shealy, I've had problems with my left knee for a long years, okay, and it just was swollen by the end of the day, and I couldn't hardly bend it or nothing. And so one day I was listening to the armchair survivalist, Kurt Wilson, I think is who the guy is. Anyways, I and he was talking about these particular minerals, because I had tried Dr. Wallach's minerals, the tangy tangerine and stuff, and it really didn't have any effect on it, and he talked about these other minerals. And so I told him, he had them on sale, so I ordered a couple of gallons of them, and I started taking these things, and I kid you not, within a week, the pain is almost gone. I cannot hardly believe the difference, and that is the only thing I done different, because I wanted to really just check that out.
Now,
and I'm wondering how in the world can just these colloidal type minerals that anyway, I ordered two more gallons after that, but anyway, I'm wondering, how can colloidal minerals actually decrease inflammation and take away pain like that?
Well, minerals are catalysts. Every enzyme in your body needs minerals. Magnesium, for instance, is one of the major minerals that's involved in 350 different enzymes. And so a deficiency can affect any organ in your body. For instance, in the pancreas, the dominant ones are chromium and vanadium. And so a little bit of molybdenum, a little bit of manganese, you know, these very tiny bits of sulfur can make critical differences in people who are deficient.
Okay, I mean, and that will actually, those kind of minerals do actually cause an actual healing effect in a joint?
Well, yeah, but the reason you've got inflammation is that something isn't able to metabolize properly because you don't have the right mineral for it. So it's not a question of, you know, if you need chromium, you can't make adequate insulin, for instance.
Okay.
And
right.
Boron is one of the many ones that would be involved in the joint, but there are others.
Okay. Well, the other thing I was going to ask you about, you know, we were talking, you and Vince were talking about, you know, the exposure to all of these different chemicals and different things like that. But, and you said, you know, a certain amount of exposure to dirt is really important. I believe that as well. But I'm just wondering how critical in our, how much of our illness in this, in our society now is because we don't work hard. I mean, I know lots of mechanics, but I mean like shoveling dirt, splitting wood, you know, hoeing gardens, wheelbarrowing dirt, just, you know, all of these different things that our forefathers had to do. And I'm just wondering how much of this illness and our weak immune systems and our lack of vitality and our lack of, for men, the lack of sexual drive and the strength of character, all of those things, I just wonder how much of that really, I personally think it's hugely related. But anyway, I just wonder your opinion on that.
You're right. It is hugely related. Exercise, interestingly, increases the efficiency of our metabolism. And so you can get by with, you know, sometimes less stuff if you're exercising adequately. And only 3% of Americans get what I would call really adequate exercise.
Wow.
Kyle, I have a question for Dr.
Kyle,
before you go, I have a question for Dr. Shealy that you may be interested in. Dr. Shealy, when I was growing up, we had some ducks in the backyard. And it was really cold, and their feet got frozen in the snow, which turned to ice. And when it thawed out, they had, we thought it was like rheumatism. They could hardly walk. And my mom did some research, and she was listening to Dr. Carlton Fredericks on the radio back then, and she decided to give the ducks cod liver oil. And almost miraculously, that cod liver oil seemed to positively fix their problems walking. Now, my mom's dog, who lives with us, must be 10 or 12 years old. His name is Midnight. And he had a lot of trouble walking and getting up. And so every day I go out and I give him a cod liver oil capsule. I open it up and squeeze it on a piece of something that he's looking forward to eating. He eats it, and he's walking around fine. Now, let me add the rest of the story is I heard a man by the name of Dale Alexander many, many years ago, probably in the 1960s, who called himself the Cod Father, C-O-D, Father, and he talked about cod liver oil and how great it was for the joints and the lubrication of the joints and how it would keep a person young. So for all of the years since then, I have been consuming cod liver oil. And some people will say to me that I look a little younger than, you know, the number of days I've been walking around on this planet. My skin is oily, and I don't have very many wrinkles. Dr. Shuley, do you think there's truth in cod liver oil being beneficial to lubrication of the joints?
Oh, sure. Okay. You know, it's the vitamin D that's part of it, that is the important place there. As I was suggesting before, it is a very complex interaction of a number of nutrients. In that case, vitamin D, in my opinion, will be the major contributor.
And Kyle, is that something that you have tried, cod liver oil?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I was taking cod liver oil before. And I do take it, I wouldn't say every day, but I take it probably three or four times a week. It's funny. One other thing, Vince, I just got to plug something. You know your razor thing that you talked about? I have a heavy beard. I mean, you know, most of the time I will get out of a disposable razor maybe three shaves. And with your system there, putting a little soap on your hand and going backwards with the razor about 20 times after every shave, I literally have gotten probably close to 20 shaves out of each one of them razors. That was a super smart idea.
Okay, Class, do you want to share that exactly how you do that? I've been called off the air and on the air, and they say, like, my razor trick. It's really not a trick. It's just a way of sharpening your razor, and it's a way of shaving in the shower that enables these disposable razors to last a very long time. Would you tell us how you do that, Kyle?
Well, I just go ahead and I shave with it, and then I take and I hit it with some hot water, the little disposable twin blade razor, and then I tap the razor itself so that I get all of the debris, the whiskers and stuff out of the in between the two little blades. I just make sure that it's clean that way. And then I just take a little bit of a bar of soap and put it on my hand, and then I go backwards wet the razor down, of course, but then I go backwards over my hand. And my hand's pretty rough because it's pretty calloused up right now. But anyway, I go backwards probably 20 to 30 times. I don't count them. But I go backwards over that about 20 to 30 times. And then I rinse it under some hot water and knock off the water into the sink. And then put the little cover back on the razor and just go after it next time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you do not shave in the shower?
No, I don't.
Okay. Now, do you use a shaving cream either out of a tube or out of a can or a bar of shaving soap, or do you just use regular soap?
I don't use anything, Vince. My skin is pretty oily, and I just strictly use. I shave right off of right with just. I throw hot water on my face and just shave. I've done that for years.
Okay, so let's make that razor last even longer, and here's how you do it. If you get in the shower, you know, just use a regular bar of soap. Sometimes I use Zest. It doesn't have to be Zest, but that's what I'm using right at this moment. I'll get in the shower and I'll get all wet and take that bar of soap and directly apply the soap to my face. Okay? Under my nose, my my neck, you know, my face, directly apply the soap, which has been wet, onto my face. Then I wet the razor under the shower head, and then I shave. And I don't need to see what I'm doing because I've been doing it for a very long time. So I don't need to see. And I can tell just by, you know, the touch on my face with my hand whether I've, you know, gotten the whiskers off. Then I may rinse that razor several times during the process, of just a standard disposable double-edged razor. Rinse several times to get the whiskers out and keep shaving. And then ultimately when I'm done, I wash it under the high pressure of the shower head and I whisk the water. I shake the razor so that the water is not attached to the razor. And I put it in a position where that it will dry like the blade vertically on one of those shower soap racks so that the blade will dry. And the key, there's several keys. One is to make sure you use soap and plenty of it on your face, to rinse the razor when you're done with it, and then to sharpen the razor again, I put the soap on my palm of my hand and go backwards maybe three or four times. And what I'm saying is if you shave in the shower with soap, you'll probably be able to get, I don't know, maybe close to a year out of a disposable razor. I'm still working on the same bunch of razors I bought in the 1980s, and I still have half of them left. We'll be right back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 33.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle in Montana is still with us. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. I'm Vincent Fennelly. And class, if you've heard us mention any of these little tips to save you money, like the razor tip or changing the oil and filling the filters, you know, before you put them back on, or any of the other tips that we talk, inflating the tires to close to the maximum pressure to get more miles per gallon or tailgate down, any of these things that we talk about, if you found them to be true, give us a call, you know, over the next few weeks. If you found them to be false, give us a call over the next few weeks. We'll put you on the air, and I'd love to hear what you found, or if you found some of your own tips to save us money or to be more healthy. We'd love to hear about it. And you mentioned the name, Kyle, you mentioned the name Kurt Wilson, the armchair survivalist. He also is a USAPrepares.com instructor, so I just wanted to share that. And he's linked, if you'd like to learn more about him, USAPrepares.com, the instructors page, and there's a link to Kurt Wilson, the armchair survivalist. Kyle, do you have anything else you'd like to share or ask?
Yeah, a couple of things, Vince. I was going to make a suggestion. You might want to try that Miracle 2 soap. You can look it up online. I buy it by the gallon, and it is I use it for shampoo, shower, everything. And 1 gallon of that, because you can use very little of it, it lasts me a year. And it's like $45 or $55 a gallon. I really like that soap. And I have one tip for the late.
I'm at their website, and I'm going to give them a call today. Dr. Shealy, have you had any experience with Miracle 2, M-I-R-A-C-L-E, the Roman numeral 2?
No.
Okay. All right, Kyle, back to you.
Anyway, I had a tip for the ladies today because I've got 3 daughters, and I was trying to teach them how to change their own tire. Well, they had a hard time after they could get the tire broke loose, and they could take the tire off. But they had a hard time getting the tire back up there and getting it on. Mm-hmm. So if you will, if the ladies will, if it's a front wheel drive, you put it in park, of course, it's always in park. if it's a rear-wheel drive, you set the rear parking brake so that the axle itself don't move. And then you put your tire iron down on the ground, roll the tire up there on it, and then you can lift the tire iron up in order to be able to lift the tire up to the holes. But you might have to play around with it a little bit, turning it one way or the other. And anyway, all my daughters can change all their own tires. They have been able to do that since they were about 12 years old. They weren't changing their tires. I was having them change mine just to teach them. But anyway, that's all I got. I'll let you get back to Dr. Sheely. I just thought there's a little tip for the ladies.
Great. One quick comment about changing those tires if you have a flat. What I do, Kyle, in addition to that, is I will align the spindle or the hub, the axle, whatever it is, so that one of the lug nuts or one of the axle studs is at 12 o'clock,
yep,
straight up.
That way,
when I put the wheel on, I know that I'm going to position that wheel with the hole at 12 o'clock, so I have less difficulty finding that or aligning it. One other thing, class, never get under the tire and push it up with your legs, because if that car comes down, if the jack fails, that tire is going to come toward you and probably crush part of you. So make sure that you're in a position to exit very, very quickly, and never put your hands under the 6 o'clock position of the tire to lift it up. Always be at, you know, maybe 7 and 5 o'clock or 8 and 4 o'clock with your hands. Make sure that you're not under, have it under part of your body under it where it can fall and hurt you. And get the first lug nut on right away, and then get the second one on right away. And then it would probably be safe if the vehicle fell. Correct?
You bet. That's what we do too. Yep, I forgot about that.
Great.
Thanks, Ben.
Great. Kyle, thank you so much. Dr. Norman Sheely's with us, and when we come back, we were talking about absorbing material through the skin. And my questions relate to the food industry and those people who are handling our food. Are we at risk because, well, maybe they have another job as a mechanic, or maybe they're being treated for some disease, like with radiation or chemo? Those are where the questions are going when we come back with Dr. Norman Sheely. NormanSheely.com. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy, or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.